This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
About to get underway in Seattle, Washington. National anthem sung, flyover completed, and now the ball is ready to be kicked off. And just like we anticipated, no real pomp and circumstance after the fact. 8 o'clock, and they're on the field. They're ready to go, Will Hill.
Let's do it. Should be a lot of fun. We've certainly talked about it enough and relitigated the FIFA rules, which everyone now is an expert on. So time to play the game. Should be fun.
About to get underway. And how was this game bet? Well, good thing we have those answers for you right now.
Where are the lines changing? And where's the money going? Let's go behind the counter.
As the ball is kicked off in Seattle, Washington, we welcome in Johnny Avello. Johnny, USA fever all across the United States. And I got to imagine it is a one-way action. How lopsided were the bets on the USA at DraftKings Sportsbook?
You are so correct, Timmy, in all instances. Mania, U.S. Mania for World Cup soccer, one-sided wagering, both on this to advance and in the three-way, and everything tied up to various goal scorers for the U.S. So I anticipate this will be the biggest bet soccer match that we've ever had. Last night's Mexico game took over the top spot as the number one bet, and I think this one will surpass that tonight.
Johnny, when people hear everyone's betting the U.S., I think a lot of people probably assume, well, the books are rooting against the U.S. Is that the case? Or is the fact that the U.S., all right, you lose those bets, you pan out on those bets, but you keep them in the tournament, people, you know, maintain interest in the tournament, and they're betting, you know, the other games, the USA game on Friday. What's a rooting interest like? And is there that element to this game here from a book standpoint?
Oh, I lost you there for a second. You there, guys?
We got you. Yeah, I was just wondering, Johnny, from a book standpoint, yes, you have to pay out all the U.S. bets if the U.S. wins. But from your standpoint, in terms of like what you're rooting for, if the U.S. does win, yeah, you pay out the bets, but you keep the U.S. in the tournament. You keep people interested in the tournament and maybe betting on the next time, betting the other games. Is there an element of that from your perspective?
It's been the case so far, Will. I mean, you know, the U.S. has been bet every game. The first two that, you know, we got hammered pretty good, first three actually. And so it's been a good run for the bettors on this. And you're right. You know, if we don't get it back in this tournament on the U.S., they go on and win the whole thing. They'll have plenty of bullets to fire on all upcoming sports, you know, throughout the rest of the year. That's the only way to look at it. I mean, you know, rooting interest. We're not rooting against the U.S. We want to see the U.S. do well. We'd like to see him go on, win this tournament. That would just be absolutely fabulous for our country and had the strides they've made in soccer. But if that happens, we're going to take a whipping. So, we just put up a good fair line. Let the customers bet it. We're not skewing it. It's the line that we think it should be. We're not moving it based on the amount of money, that we anticipate. But as the money does come in, we will move it, based on just getting overloaded. And, the market will move right with us.
We're talking to Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbook, underway right now in Seattle. Early opportunity here for Belgium. But we are 3 minutes in, still scoreless between the United States and Belgium. But great opportunity early on in the first minute for Belgium. Johnny, from a total standpoint, we've heard a lot of people. The BTTS, I'll be honest, wasn't that familiar with the old BTTS until the World Cup came around, both teams to score, but that's been a popular bet, parlaying it to the over. So I would imagine maybe not as lopsided as USA-Belgium, but I would imagine over and both teams to score, pretty popular bets today too.
Very popular. And both of those type of bets tied into the same game parlays. Mm-hmm. With Balogun and Pulisic to both score a goal, anytime score. So that's when the liability really can get up there and elevate, is when all of those things happen in a game. One side wins, the game goes over, both teams score, the anytime scorers come in, One guy, one of the top scorers, scores two goals because that's also bet, two or more. So that's when, you know, the liability gets compounded, and that's when we take a beating.
All right, Johnny, I know this is a long shot, but I believe the title, the championship would be July 19th. If somehow the U.S. does the unthinkable and is holding up the trophy, will the lights still be on July 20th?
They'll still be on, but there'll be a lot of people out there who are going to cash. It'll certainly be one of the biggest cashes that we've ever paid out, you know, for DraftKings. So, it's going to be a big loss for us, but got a ways to go. You got to get by this game. Got to get by if win this, get by Spain the next one, and if you do both of those, then I think you got a real shot to win it all.
You know, Johnny, looking ahead and right now with Belgium almost scoring a minute into this game, maybe we shouldn't do that. But, you know, just for discussion's sake, do you have what that line could potentially be for the United States against Spain on Friday afternoon in L.A.?
Yeah, Spain's going to be we don't have that line up yet, but Spain's going to be a small favorite on the three-way, call it $1.10 to $1.15. And then for Spain to win the game, just to advance, is going to be minus 280. So U.S. is going to come back like 255 or so.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the look-ahead line. You know, U.S. is going to – any time the U.S. is any sort of a plus, you know, that's when we really – And because of all those pluses add up when they're laying 240, 250, it's not quite as bad. But anytime they're getting any plus money, whether it'll be on the three way or, you know, the money line to advance, that's when it really piles up. So kind of the case in tonight's game a little bit against France, they will be a dog. So if they get by this one, can expect to have another huge liability on the next game.
Johnny, we know the handle's been good. Everyone seems, you know, satisfied with, you know, the amount of bets coming in. If we talked a month ago, would you have had any idea this was what was going to take place? Was this the projection? Or are we talking about something that's way, way over exceeded everyone's expectations?
Well, if you talk to me, Will, I would have told you that where we're at is where I thought we were going to be at. I thought it was going to be the biggest event of the year. I had a good feeling that it could pass March Madness, the entire tournament, and I think it's going to do that also, which makes it the biggest event of the year. So, you know, I could see this happening back a couple of months ago before this started. I've done a couple of the World Cups in the retail. One at DraftKings, did some prior to that, certainly in the retail environment. Our last one at DraftKings was really good. Even in a retail environment, you know, just the one place, the Wynn Hotel, they were also monster handle games. So I knew what this was all about, and it certainly hasn't surprised me.
Johnny, before I let you run, you alluded to it already as we're talking to Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbook. Mexico and England last night, most bet soccer game in DraftKings Sportsbook history. You anticipate this game here tonight to one-up that, but how was that result for you guys with England winning in 90, 3-2?
That one wasn't too bad, Timmy. You know, if games are close like that, you know, it depends on who the scorers are, but that one last night wasn't too bad. We've certainly had a lot worse ones than that. That's for sure. So I can tell you, but I don't even have to look at where the money is that we took in. I can just tell you what it's on every single game. I can tell you who they're on. I can tell you what goal scorers are on. I can tell you which side they're on the over-unders. It seems to be a pattern that's been pretty consistent throughout this World Cup.
Johnny, always appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Not good news.
Thanks, Johnny.
For us, Belgium on the board. They have just scored to make it 1-0. They have dominated the first 9 minutes. Curious to see any flags up. Is there any offsides possibility? But the celebration continues for Belgium, and it looks like Belgium has taken a 1-0 lead. So feels like the folks who bet the over, this is off to a good start for them, because Belgium, the first 9 minutes of this game has been completely dominated by Belgium. We had a great save while we were talking to Johnny, and I was looking at the live board, and it went kind of frozen there, so I anticipated maybe something happening, and it looks like everyone is on sides here, so it is going to be a goal for Belgium, and the United States now plus 175 to advance, Belgium minus 205, the draw up to plus 285 on the 90 minute, and USA plus 330, so Belgium strikes first, less than 10 minutes into the game. It is Belgium 1, United States nothing.
Yep, and like you mentioned, plus 175 to advance, Belgium minus 205, which, man, I'm not like dying to play it and hedge already, but minus 205 does seem a touch cheap. And then the three-way line, US plus 330, like you said, draw plus 285, and Belgium minus 120. So, all right, we got a score now. This is not how we envisioned it starting. You mentioned, I think it was off the air a couple of minutes ago, hey, I don't have a great feeling about this, but long way to go, a lot of soccer to be played.
Yeah, it did feel like, you look at the betting splits and all of that, did feel like maybe the price on Belgium was a little cheap, and they strike first, but a lot of soccer still to be played. I know producer Luke of Follow the Money has been documenting all of the comebacks, teams to score first that don't ultimately win. But Belgium on the board first. It is 1-0, and they are now minus 250 to advance.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
14 minutes in, Belgium strikes first. The goal came in around the 9-minute mark of that first half. Belgium has dominated the first 14 minutes. Thankfully, it's not a 14-minute game. It is a 90-plus minute game, Will Hill. And hopefully we could see something from the United States here. But not a promising start for the USA. Also, not a promising start for the bets that I placed. Under one, we can only get a push. And a first half draw. So depending on what I want a little bit more, it'll either be, I guess at this point, if I want to make a little bit of money, both were plus money, we could go for the first half draw here, which would give all of us a little bit more hope. But 1-0 Belgium, and Belgium right now minus 295 to advance, minus 165 on the three-way money line. And a lot of discord right now on social media saying, man, they are not looking like they had looked in the first three wins that we saw from the United States so far in this World Cup.
Yeah, and look, I'm not enough of a soccer aficionado. We're sitting here doing a football game. We can tell, oh, they're not stopping the run. The quarterback looks bad. I don't know. Let me ask you, what do you look for when you watch a soccer game? Are you just simply watching the ball? Is there something, like, what is your technique here in terms of, like, watching the game? Because I see, you know, the same tweets you do where people, oh, this guy's not playing well, that guy's not playing well. I always know what I'm looking at, but how do you watch the game? What lens do you see it through?
Yeah, I look at a little bit like, and maybe this is the wrong way to look at it, but a little bit like hockey, who's dominating the possession most of the time. And it feels like, at least early on, it's been Belgium. And, you know, Sebastian Salazar, who joined us in the first hour of the show, I asked him, what is the United States better at and what is Belgium better at? And he felt like that Belgium was really going to test the back line of the United States. And we've seen that so far. And by the way, the United States goalie made a tremendous save in the first minute of the game. This thing could be 2-0 right now. So heck of a stop there. I mean, I know Tim Howard had a clean sheet in regulation against Belgium back in 2014. He stood on his head. We're not to that level yet because a goal has been scored, but hopefully we see a little bit more of that. But the United States offense has been one that we've talked about. is one that is that can be very promising with Balogun playing, Pulisic, but have not seen much opportunities yet for the United States, and we'll see if they get some here in the opening half. Right now, live number, Belgium minus 280 to advance and minus 180 on the three-way money line. The draw is up to 3-1. So if you want to jump in on that bet that Will Hill made, 3-1 for the draw for the three-way money line, which, hey, we're still alive, and Humans is not here. So let's be optimistic today that we can get our bets home and hope for the best here with our bets in this particular match.
I picture Humans watching this game somewhere, kind of like the Will Ferrell SNL character with the USA underwear, rooting, cheering. So I'm sure Humans is very much into this match. I would imagine he's watching. But yeah, so far, not so good. Not how we drew it up. It almost reminds me a little bit, Tim, of remember in Any Given Sunday, Al Pacino gives the famous speech, 6 inches in front of your face. What happens? They go out and they give up a touchdown on the kickoff return, first play of the game. This is all this hype, all this excitement, and boom, before you can blink, we're down 1-0. So we'll see how it goes. I would say it's obviously very important to be the next team to score. 2-0 is not quite a death sentence, but pretty close. But early start here for Belgium as we try to root home our bet here.
You know, we looked at, you think back to last night, Mexico goes down 2-0 in the blink of an eye, back-to-back goals, 35th, 36th minute, right around that mark. And then Mexico got on the board before the half. So you've got about 30 minutes left. A Belgian player just went off due to injury, so you'll get some added on time here in just a little bit. But hopefully the United States can tie this game up in the first half, and we can maybe get some extra time here tonight. But the United States right now, not off to a good start. The goal came courtesy of De Catalera. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that there for Belgium. I believe he was plus 260 for an anytime goal here tonight. So 1-0, Belgium with the lead over the United States. And right now, as we take a peek at the live number, it is currently minus 260 in favor of Belgium. Draw plus 275 on the three-way. Belgium to advance is, Belgium on the three-way money line is minus 170. So obviously our game of the night, that is what we are keeping our eyes on, and we will continue to update you on that game as much as possible. Let's take a gander over to Major League Baseball and what we have going on so far. The New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays, Cam Schlittler. Speaking of Matt Humans, do you have a Schlittler AL Cy Young bet like Humans does?
No, I shared Matt's enthusiasm, and it wasn't even a bet he and I discussed. Last year, I hit Max Fried 35-1 most wins. I said, you know what? I like Schlittler stuff. I'm a Yankee fan. I want to, you know, have a little sweat. I took him instead of Cy Young. I found 110-1 most wins, which, you know, kind of a similar bet. And with the Yankees, who, you know, score a lot of runs, last year they had a good bullpen. You figure, all right, he doesn't have to be the best pitcher in the league, and I can cash it this way. But he's gotten burned a few times by the bullpen. That does not look like it's going to get home. Of course, he could always run together. 3 or 4 in a row, and I'm back in the mix. But no, I do not have Cy Young. I'm very jealous of the ticket. I made the mistake, Tim, and you know how this goes, of telling Matt what a great bet it is. It's one of the great bets I've ever heard, and he's not happy because he feels like I'm jinxing him. So not jinxing him. It's a good bet. And I told him, look, it doesn't have to win for it to be a good bet. He goes, nonsense, it does. And I, look, you can go on the prediction markets and find a no price to it if you want to get off someone. So either way, I mean, I don't care what he says. That is a hell of a bet, and I'm certainly rooting for him to cash that. But no, I unfortunately do not have the 300-1. What a price, though, for a guy that's, you know, odds on halfway into the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 6 innings tonight for Cam Schlittler, 7 strikeouts, 1 run on 3 hits, no walks, ERA down to 2.05. Yankees right now up 3-1 as they head to the bottom of the 7th. On the live number, Yankees minus 270, total 5.5. Apparently, the only time the Nats stay under the total is when I bet them, because guess what has happened tonight? They've gone over the total and with relative ease. Now, I did say I thought about betting on the Astros today. I'm glad I did not do it. And you asked the question earlier in the show, do I enjoy watching this team? Yes, I do, because they can do things like this. How about 5 runs in the 3rd and 2 more here in the bottom of the 5th? And we've got a couple of big shots from Curtis Meade, including a homer. He's 3-for-3 with an RBI. C.J. Abrams has a home run as well. And the Nats, who are once down 6-1, Will Hill. It is now 8-6 with men on first and second in the bottom of the fifth. So you could have got a pretty juicy price on the Nats live, and they are now leading in that 2019 World Series rematch, 8-6 right now in the bottom of the fifth inning. If you had Astros first five, that's a tough pill to swallow here this evening.
Yeah, in the last week or so, it's cooled off considerably in the East Coast, but the last week or so, it has been so hot throughout the country. A lot of cases where the wind's blowing out. You mentioned the game on the 4th of July where it was very favorable to the hitter. So important this time of the year to handicap the weather. But yeah, this Washington team, like I said, not going to win anything. Don't have enough pitching to be a contender. But hey, way exceeding expectations. And for you, as far as just being a fan, if you're going to have a mediocre kind of semi-contender, at least have a team that can hit the ball, the ball out of the ballpark, score some runs, be fun to watch. So if you're not going to be great, at least be exciting. The Nats are certainly exciting and overachieving. It's a weird year in baseball, Tim. Marlins better than you think.
Yep.
Pirates are kind of in the mix here. They've got the pitching. Cardinals, yeah, great point. Rockies are better than expected. There's really no great teams. There's no awful teams. They always say about the NFL, it's an 8-8 league. That's kind of how this Major League Baseball season is. A lot of parity and a lot of mediocrity.
Update from Seattle, 23rd minute. Belgium still up 1-0, but the U.S. Threatening a little bit, getting inside, I was about to say Belgium territory, as I believe they're about to hit the hydration break here. So 1-0, 23rd minute, gives us a little bit of time to take a pause. And just to remind you, with the World Cup, no better time to remind you that the sports calendar never stops, and our friends over at Sharp Plays cover it all. They've been winning for 15 straight years, all of it documented, logs posted publicly at sharpplays.com. Respected, watched, feared. Start winning with them, sharpplays.com. So 1-0 at the hydration break, 23rd minute, Will. And right now the draw, plus 260, Belgium to win in 90 minutes, minus 170. Belgium to advance is minus 255. Live total right now, under 2.5 is plus 161. Under 3.5 is minus 181. Curious how this game plays. If it does open up, that's what Sebastian Salazar felt like it was going to happen, felt like it was going to open up. And if we do see that old BTTS, but you know, the one thing that's been fun watching soccer all throughout the World Cup is just watching the live betting board react to every second of every game. Yeah. And just things kind of tick down the way that they do. But 1-0 right now at the hydration break. Not what we were hoping for, Will, as Belgium has the early lead.
Maybe, Tim, the James Wood grand slam that just occurred in the nation's capital will bring the U.S. some luck. It is now 12-6 Nationals here, so an explosion, an offensive outburst by your team.
11 unanswered runs by the Washington Nationals. The save is not happening in St. Louis right now. There are 18 less runs in that game. We'll get you updated on Brewers Cardinals. And once again, hydration break. Belgium up 1-0 first half.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
29th minute, Will Hill. Belgium still with that 1-0 lead. Can the United States tie it up here in the first half and get us home a first half bet? I already have one on the very much in trouble. Can't win both bets in the first half, but for you, you went full game draw. I went full game draw with you, as well as took first half draw and first half under one. So can't win both those bets at this point. Would rather the first half draw and lose the first half under. But at the 30th minute, Will Hill, Belgium leads 1-0, but a opportunity here for the United States. It looks like a free kick for the U.S. Just from a little ways out. So looks like a good atmosphere there in Seattle. Strong atmosphere here at Circa, as well as the United States trying to move on to the quarterfinals where they would play Spain.
Would be nice to get the equalizer here. We'll see, as we've got a stoppage. DraftKings just went black, which sometimes means something, doesn't always mean something. Sometimes they just freeze it, and there's not necessarily a goal, but when the odds freeze, usually that's an indication something happened or something could happen. So
go, baby.
Like you said, the live odds.
There it is. How about that? The United States, tie it up.
Are we good?
1-1, straight from the kick. So there was no funny business, no offsides. And the United States, off of the free kick, have just tied it up at 1. So 1-1 the score at the 30th minute. Really the first real opportunity for the USA. And we're back, baby. Ah, forget my under bet. Let's get the draw home. And, man, 30th minute off the free kick. And I believe, let me just double check here. That was Tillman to score. So Ryan Kramer didn't get the first goal of the game, but he did hit the first American to score. Malik Tillman, heck of a shot. I think it might have got deflected, and
it did.
Juked out the Belgium goalie. And folks, we are tied at 1 in Seattle. And just like that, to advance back to -120 USA, -115 Belgium. The total 3.5 is now juiced under at -140. And the draw, baby, +165, Will Hill. Let's bring the draws home.
Let's get that clock going. First things first, let's get the first half draw home. Let's just all recoup, regather in the locker room at 1-1. Let's cash half of it and get ready for a second half. So still a long way to go, but 32 minutes in, certainly feel a little bit better than I did a few minutes ago. Was there an eruption at the book? In a position where you can hear things? Was it what's the atmosphere like there?
Very good atmosphere. I will say not as electric as last night. Now, last night was a weekend, part of a holiday weekend, right? So maybe people a little, oh boy, did we get another goal here? Wow. Belgium, just like that, has regained the lead. Is it going to count? Let's see. The celebration continues. And Pochettino just got down and not thrilled in his seat there. So this is not a good scenario, just like that. Both teams to score in over cashes. So Sebastian Salazar and so many others, you are a winner as Belgium has just made it 2-1 as they went right back and attacked the back line, and a header in for Belgium. And it was the same guy who scored the first goal of the game, Will. And just like that, 2-1 Belgium. And for what a brief moment, it felt like the opportunity was there for a draw. And now we got ourselves a 2-1 game. And, earlier in the show, we showed some best bets. Wes Reynolds had over 2.5 goals. That's a winner now. Both teams to score and over. Scott Seidenberg, Sebastian Salazar both had that. That is a winner as well. So just like that, we got ourselves a 2-1 game. The total is now sitting at 4.5, juiced under -192. The expectation was this would be a high-scoring game. I'm always a bit hesitant to play overs. I think you are as well.
Right.
And I guess I should have went with the over because the over has already cashed. 2.5, you can already cash that one in. Easy. The BTTS comes home again, just like last night in the Mexico England game. The BTTS came home in the first half. It comes home here as well, and the over. So BTTS over, same game parlay. And we talked to Johnny about it. That was a pretty popular play. And sure enough, that comes home. Belgium up 2-1 after getting a goal at the 33rd minute. Man, didn't even get time to celebrate, really, the United States tying the game up against Belgium.
That had to be less than a minute, right? I mean, there couldn't have been more than a minute, maybe a minute and a half between goals. It's just as we're able to, have a sigh of relief. And there is the same element in soccer, Tim, that you have in football. When your team scores a touchdown, all right, let's make sure there's no flag. Can we enjoy it? Can we really enjoy it? By the time you realize there was a goal and you can exhale, we are 2-1 the other way. So we'll see. Exciting game.
I mean,
for all the people say, oh, there's not enough scoring in soccer. Well, you're getting your scoring here, and I'm always of the belief, and I'm happy I didn't play it. You know what? Elimination game. Anytime there's an elimination game in a sport with a clock, your best instinct is usually to play the under. Team's a little tight, little conservative. That is not the case here. This is quite the shootout so far, 30 or so minutes in.
You know, and sometimes, you know, you and I, more of the contrarian style, I would say, maybe we just listen to the folks that know what they're talking about. Sebastian Salazar said this is going to be a free-flowing, open game, and he was absolutely right, and he cashed his bet already 33 minutes into the game, as you asked. Malik Tillman's goal came at the 31st minute, and De Catellari, his goal came at the 33rd minute. So two goals for him as well. Belgium up 2-1 right now over the United States. Less than 2 minutes to celebrate a tie game, and now the United States will try to tie this up once again. The Belgium to advance number minus 295 on the three-way money line, minus 175 to draw, plus 265 right now. Belgium up 2-1, 36th minute in Seattle. And the United States got it to enjoy a tie in the momentum for all of about 100 seconds before Belgium was able to regain the lead, Will.
If this is going to be the type of game it is, you don't talk a lot in soccer, especially World Cup this stage, about all overs, but they are available at DraftKings. Over 5.5 alt total here is plus 200. Over 6.5 on the alt total, plus 530. Over 7.5, 13-1. Those are likely donations, right? We're not going to get up to 6-7 plus goals, right?
I would be rather surprised there. The under 4.5 is plus 125. God bless you if you're going to go under 4.5, the way that we've seen this one play out the way it has. Can the United States tie this game up before the half, or will it be like last night, a 2-1 lead for the visitor at the break? It was England last night over Mexico, and right now Belgium up 2-1 on the United States. So it has been a free-flowing game. Couple of early chances. Belgium got on the board first, and then after the United States scored on a free kick from Tillman, Belgium responded less than 2 minutes later. 2-1, Belgium with the lead right now over the United States. Belgium to advance now up to minus $3, and to win in 90 minutes is sitting at minus 175. All right, quickly looking at Major League Baseball. I teased to it that it was scoreless in Seattle. It is scoreless no more. Scoreless in St. Louis, I beg your pardon. It is scoreless no more. The Cardinals on the board against the Milwaukee Brewers in a five-game series there with a makeup game, Will, as we get a run home. Looks like some poor defense, as it looks like the two runs to Shane Drone are both unearned, but the Cardinals take a 2-0 lead. Dustin May, by the way, in this one already, three scoreless, three strikeouts for our ginger brother, Dustin May. 4-1 remains the score in Tampa. Cam Schlittler, seven scoreless innings, and Caballero, two homers tonight for the Yankees.
Yeah, against his former team. And this is about as big a game in July, early July, as you're going to get, because the Yankees, Tim, coming into this game, five games out in the loss column behind Tampa. They were minus 500. The Yankees were to win this division just like 10 days ago. They've been hurt. They've been bad. They play four games in Tampa where they never play well. If you lost three out of four here, all of a sudden, I know there's a lot of time left. You're seven out in the loss column. God forbid you get swept. You're nine out in the loss column. Yanks are just leaking oil at this point. They at least need a split to just hang in here, get some guys back, eventually make some trades. But Tampa with a significant, I would say, five in the loss column, it's not insurmountable, but a significant lead in the AL East. His play starts here on Monday.
Shout out to our guy, listener Lance, always loves to send his tickets into us. He had a James Wood over two RBI prop, plus 850, and then James Wood plus three RBI, 18-1. Well, when you hit a grand slam, that's four RBI. So well done to our buddy, listener Lance, as he is home with that winner. 2-1 the score. Belgium on top of the United States. Go ahead and cash your BTTS over 2.5 parlay. That is cash just 33 minutes into this game. Can the United States, Will, get us a draw at the half? We will see before the break.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
44th minute right now in Seattle, 2-1, Belgium with the lead. Right now, the live line on Belgium, and the United States has Belgium to qualify up to minus 350, minus 210 on the three-way money line. If you think the United States can draw even and get us home at least for a full game bet, that is plus 285, as the United States had a chance there, but none doing on that attempt. So 2-1, Will Hill, Belgium with the lead, and we are nearing the half. We'll see how much injury time is put on. Probably about 5 or 6 minutes, you would imagine, here for Belgium and the United States before they head to the half, as Belgium with that 2-1 lead over the United States.
Yeah, and obviously the next goal, like when it was 1-0, becomes very important. A two-goal deficit is not quite a death sentence, but pretty close. So very important the U.S. either keep it here or get even here as we approach halftime. So do you have any futures on the World Cup? I meant to ask you, because I have nothing. I've heard a bunch of people make a case for a bunch of different countries. I ended up not playing anything. Do you have anything in the account here in terms of your future outlook?
The only future I played, it was thanks to courtesy of Alex Blowers of VSiN. He came in studio and made the pitch for Morocco to reach the round of 16. I guess I should have gone a little bit further and had Morocco to reach the round of 8, because it would have been a bigger return on investment. But he had that at plus 125, so I tailed him there. But to win the World Cup, I did not place a bet. And right now, as you look at the live board that is out there for the World Cup and the futures to win the World Cup, France down to plus 180, Spain plus 350, Argentina plus 430. The U.S. right now, 55-1, and I would say probably not enough for me to get involved on the United States right now at 55-1, considering they're down 2-1 right now, and it would be Spain in the round of 8. So no thanks right now on the U.S., 55-1. But yeah, no pre-tournament bets for me. I will say I have been betting this. I think you alluded to it earlier in the show. It's, you know, not the same size unit that I usually put on a football game or a college basketball game, anything like that. But I have found myself betting a lot of these matches, and it's been a roller coaster. I got off to a really slow start, then I had a nice run in the middle, and then the past couple of days I've had some losses go against me here. I had Croatia plus a half goal against Portugal, Mexico plus a half goal last night against England, and then tonight the first half plays did not come home. So I'm back down on the downward trend here, but hopefully we can get this full game draw home. How about you? Have you been betting the World Cup a bunch throughout this tournament?
Yes, there is not very much handicapping. A lot of it is tailing. A lot of it, you know, aggregating a lot of our great guests on VSiN. Some of it is just, you know what, there's a couple games on. I'm going to play the draws, and just you turn your brain off. You take the plus 250, plus 300, and you just root for a draw. If you bet every draw in this tournament, Tim, you are up a significant amount. That being said, we're on a little bit of a dry spell, and there have been some hellacious beats. You mentioned a lot of the late scoring. There have been some really rough beats on the draws. A lot of goals in extra time, 94 minutes, 97 minutes. I was that Monday 3 weeks ago, so like the first or second Monday of the tournament, when there was all four draws. That was one of the better days I've had, but it has dried up. But overall, I'm up. It's been good. It's not like, you know, I have some angle or some handicapping prowess. It's just, you know what? It's on. I want a little action. I'm going to bet the draw. I will say, when you lose on soccer, though, and you lose on something that is not your expertise, it is a feeling of, man, I'm an idiot. Why did I bet that? This is stupid. So we all go through that. You want a little action. It's fun. Oh, what the hell? I'll throw a little sweat on it. Throw a little money on it. When you lose, the fun goes out the window and you have that instant regret. Look, you lose something you know about, it hurts. You never want to lose. But when you lose something you don't really know that much about, there's that extra feeling of a frustration.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's a great way to look at it. And I'm certainly feeling that a little bit today, thinking so many people like the over. So I said, I'm going to be more contrary. I think this will be a slower start to the game. Absolutely opposite has happened. And it is 2-1. The game, full game total has already gone over. And, you know, it's funny because Circa was at 3 last night, juiced under, and that got bet down to 2.5. And obviously we haven't cashed over 3 yet, if, you know, folks bet that yesterday at Circa, but the over 2.5, which is where the market closed, has already cashed, and the BTTS has already cashed as well. So as we sit right now, injury time, 6 minutes. We're about 4 minutes into injury time, It is 2-1 Belgium here in the opening half, round of 16. Winner moves on to take on Spain in the quarterfinals in LA on Friday afternoon. That'll be a 3 p.m. Eastern kickoff in Los Angeles. So 2-1 right now, Belgium with the lead over the United States. Let's take a quick look.
Let me ask you something, yeah. Tim. These bookmakers, when we asked them, you know, what's the handle? Who are you rooting for? I feel like the bookmakers, the Johnny Avellos, who's awesome. We're so lucky to have these guys on. I don't think they want to come out and say, wow, we want the U.S. to lose. We're rooting against the U.S. That's just an unpopular thing to say anywhere. Do you think there's a little element of, hey, we don't really want to say it, but it's not the worst thing if the U.S. We collect all this handle for this game. We eliminate the futures. They're probably up to their eyeballs in futures. Do you think there's a little bit, yeah, we're rooting for the U.S., but under your breath, or not the worst thing that they lost. Do you think there's an element of that?
I do wonder if it's a little bit where a short-term loss leads to a long-term win. So are the books cheering for the United States to win today? Maybe not in 90 minutes, maybe on, you know, win in PKs or win in extra time, something like that. Because does the business, I want to say dry up. I think the World Cup is popular enough, it won't dry up, but certainly the
taper off. How about that?
Yeah, the level of interest is not going to be as high as now. The United States does get a chance. I believe they got a corner coming up here for the U.S. in what will be the final potentially play of the first half. So, yeah, there's no doubt they will be big winners tonight. I mean, you look at our buddy Patrick Everson and what he's been reporting all day over at Vegas Insider, or John Ewing from BetMGM. We had Johnny Avello on. It's one-sided every which way for the United States. Christian Pulisic is walking over to the corner. This will more than likely be the final play of the first half. We'll see if the United States can get an equalizer here with Christian Pulisic headed to a corner kick. The U.S. just a moment ago had a pretty nice chance. And Pulisic, this will be nothing doing there, and that should bring us to the half. 2-1 Belgium will head into the half. Hey, folks, just a reminder, 4th of July, yes, came and went, but our deal here at VSiN has not gone away. You can get a VSiN two-year membership, two-year subscription for $299 through tomorrow, July 7th. That's nearly 70% off the regular monthly price. You'll get our NFL season betting guide. You'll get our college football guide. All the guides, daily best bets, real-time betting splits, everything that goes into a VSiN Pro subscription for $299. Once again, that is 70% off the monthly price. VSiN.com/subscribe. Lock in 2 years of VSiN Pro for just $299. VSIN.com/subscribe. So we are at the half, and I'm a big fat loser because I lost both of my bets. We still have hope for Will Hill there on the full game draw, but the first half goes over, and the first half obviously is not a draw with Belgium leading 2-1 at the half. Right now, the three-way money line, Belgium minus 200, Will. The draw plus 275, USA 7-1, and to advance, Belgium minus 340, USA plus 260. Halftime right now in Seattle, 2-1 Belgium with the lead. Do we have hope that the United States can tie this thing up in the second half?
No. Is that a serious question? Let's be honest. Let's stop hiding our enthusiasm. Let's stop trying to be positive. We're going to lose our bets. We lost the first half draw. We're going to lose the full game draw. We're not winning. Let's be realistic about this. You were right. You said before the game, I don't have a great feeling. I was like, oh, I feel pretty good. Who knows? I would love to play this back in a couple hours and be dead wrong. Belgium is going to win in 90 minutes. We're done. Agree or disagree?
I can't tell if you're being serious or if you're reverse mushing yourself.
I am.
I can't tell. Well, I can't tell. Are we throwing the reverse mush out, or are we being?
I don't feel good.
Look, the Belgium.
I don't feel good.
The Belgium team has been the superior team for, I would say, 75% to 80% of that half. So a younger, more athletic, more physical, as Sebastian Salazar said, United States team. What are you going to do in the second half? You've been punched in the mouth here. You tied up the game, you're feeling good, and then 90 seconds later, Belgium ties the dang game up. So, Mauricio Pochettino, do your best Pacino in the locker room and fire this squad up. We'll see what they can do. But, yeah, I don't feel great. Certainly wouldn't play USA on the 90-minute three-way money line, but hopeful that the U.S. can draw even here in this second half, Will. But that first half was, I would say, concerning to say the least. 2-1 halftime score. Belgium with the lead. Both teams to score and the over have already cashed. So well done for anyone who had those bets. Unfortunately, not a draw in the first half, but we're still hopeful that maybe you could come home full game.